My statement mainly focuses on displaced people, including refugees, IDPs, migrants, and stateless persons. Ethiopia is the second largest refugee hosting country in Africa, with more than 1.1 million refugees and asylum seekers. To address the urgent protection needs of asylum seekers, Ethiopia primarily grants group recognition to manage and process refugee status effectively. Ethiopia is a signatory to international and regional refugee instruments, and it has adopted and enacted Refugee Proclamation Number 1110 in 2019. Under this legislation, refugees are provided with a range of rights, including access to quality education, essential health care service, and the opportunity to seek employment, enhancing their well-being and fostering inclusion. To implement the proclamation, the government has developed secondary regulatory frameworks and guidelines. One such legal document is the recently adopted the Right to Work Directive. This has enabled the issuance of work and residence permits, tax identification number, and business licenses, granting them access to self-employment and wage earning opportunities. In order to promote refugee inclusion in the national socio-economic dynamics, the government has taken significant steps to create an enabling environment by expanding the whole of government approach and ensuring local ownership. In addition to legal protection, the government of Ethiopia has exerted considerable efforts in improving birth registration, which serves to provide legal identity, mitigate the risk of statelessness, and ensure that refugee children have access to basic rights and essential services. Between 2019 and 2024, a remarkable number of births within refugee settlements were registered, signifying a dedicated effort to ensure that refugee children receive the legal recognition they deserve. Ethiopia has also prepared a draft proclamation to prevent internal displacement, provide necessary protection and assistance, and ensure safe corridors for humanitarian access. This draft law focuses on addressing the factors that contribute to displacement and promoting reconciliation and prevent internal displacement. The country's commitment to ensuring safe and voluntary relocation for IDPs demonstrated through strategic frameworks like the 2019 National Durable Solutions Initiative and the 2020 National Social Protection Policy. These initiatives underscore the importance of informed decision-making, offering support for IDPs as they consider options for returning home, integrating into new communities, or relocating to safer areas. In addition to these policies, my country, Ethiopia, is actively working alongside UN agencies and various NGOs to enhance protection and improve assistance for IDPs. This collaboration focuses on breaking down administrative barriers that impede the flow of aid and ensuring that humanitarian workers can access affected regions without any restrictions. Furthermore, Ethiopia has established a comprehensive national policy and strategy on disaster risk management in 2024. This forward-thinking policy includes specific provisions designed to protect and assist IDPs during times of disaster and conflict, thereby reinforcing the country's commitment to safeguarding the rights and well-being of its most vulnerable populations. I thank you, Ethiopia Hands for Humanity.
Thank you, sir. I will invite Magdalena.